Here we go. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And again, we have a special guest.
Woo-woo! What's going on?
Hey, Bree, how's it going?
Good. How are you, ladies?
We're doing pretty awesome. Well, there is some things that we need to continue from the last episode, but Sarah, what is our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
So it was just like a quick add-on because we ran out of time last week. I will say we did have only one message. So you guys step it up. Come on, message us some more. We want to hear your messages.
What the hell?
And it's from your buddy James, and he sent me a picture. He's like, Vicky, they have Hocus Pocus pop figures. So the Funko Pops, they have the characters from Hocus Pocus with a little cauldron. I'm very excited for fall. I've already started decorating.
Girl, me too. I've been counting down the days.
Ugh. You guys are crazy. I'm excited for fall, but decorating now?
Mostly because I'm like, I don't have any tablecloths for anything else. So once the summer sales hit, I can start buying my summer stuff for next year.
Oh, smart.
So I only have fall stuff apparently and Christmas.
I just love Halloween.
I do too.
Like, legit love it. Like, every single year. You know, I dressed up as Hocus Pocus 2 years ago. I was Mary.
Which one's Mary?
The one with the vacuum.
I was never really into that movie.
Oh, you're crazy.
I was a little scared of it, but not too much.
I think I've only saw it once, and I think it was last year.
It's so good.
Hocus Pocus and Halloween Town.
Yeah.
We're legit. So we need to have, like, a movie night.
Yeah, 100%.
What were you last year for Halloween?
I was The Shining. Oh. The twins from The Shining movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Come play with us, Denny. Yeah. I usually do like a group costume.
Was there another twin?
Yeah, my best friend Angie was the other one. But every year we do like a group costume. And 1 year, 2 years ago, we did Hocus Pocus. And my skinny blonde cousin was Sarah.
Nice.
Played by Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Is that the character's name?
Oh, her name was Sarah, in the movie. And then my other friend was Winnie. It was good. We did hella good. And then my other cousin dressed up like as one of the zombie guy, Billy. And then my other cousin, she's really short, so she dressed up as Danny. Like,
wow, you guys went all out.
Did you have a cat?
You have no idea how big we go for Halloween.
Did you guys all go to like a party?
Yeah, my cousin throws a fat Halloween party every year in L.A.
Oh.
And so we all fly down. Like, everybody flies down for
awesome.
It.
I was going to say, like, I know last year we started the tradition of doing Halloween, like a mini Halloween party here at work.
Yeah, that was fun.
And we did, like, the costumes and stuff like that.
A runway show.
Right. And, of course, like, the winner was somebody who dressed up as another coworker.
Yeah.
And so and then some people brought their babies.
Who won again?
I believe.
Michelle?
It was Michelle.
Yeah.
She dressed up as Sean.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I feel like half of the, like, the salespeople, they got it, and all the on-air did not get it.
I dressed up as, like, Batgirl, I remember.
Yeah, and there was two of you. There was another one that dressed up as Batgirl.
Yeah, and when you come to the party, you dress up the same
embarrassing.
Thing.
And
I was a basic witch. So I was a witch, but then
that's right. I remember that.
Pumpkin spice lattes, all that stuff.
I was a mother effing gnome.
That was adorable.
That's
my
right.
Baby gnome came with me. How did I not win? I had a kid.
That was good. That was good.
I think I know how I'm going to win this year.
Oh, wow. You already think you're going to win.
I have two costumes on mine too, by the way.
Okay. So tell you. So my original thought was, so I'm my parents and I are fostering a little baby boy. We call him Prince Migs on air. He will be almost 1 year old by the time Halloween rolls around. He'll be 11 months, so he should be walking and everything. So I thought it'd be super adorable, because I've been wanting to do this forever. I just haven't had a boyfriend to do it with, but I thought it'd be cute to buy the Lilo dress and be Lilo and Stitch.
Uh-huh.
Aww.
However, I don't think that's going to win, because people brought their kids last year and the kids didn't win. So somebody, I think Danny or somebody, gave me this idea today. I need to dress him and I up as BJ and Steve. So I don't know if he would be BJ or Steve, but then whoever he's not, I would be BJ or Steve.
He definitely needs to be Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, just get a little black t-shirt, some like cute, he's got a couple cool tennis shoes, like some Chucks, some jeans, and then a hat.
And a wrestling belt.
Oh, a little Twitter verified belt.
The little things about a costume makes the biggest impact.
Details. So then I'd have to dress up as BJ.
You have to get a bald cap.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
I think that's a lot of work for early in the morning.
You got
to
get.
But I'd have to call my dad.
Big
I think
nose.
Halloween's on. Get my witch nose from last year.
I'm sorry, Dad.
That's best. That's well, it's your dad, though.
I mean, he does got a big nose, though.
I do, too.
You have to get, like, the hunch.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Sarah. See, I was
Sarah's
thinking,
like, yeah, the detail counts.
I was going to wear, like, a funky, you know, superhero.
Superhero socks. Maybe, like, a Red Sox jersey.
Something. Yeah, then, like, a superhero T-shirt underneath.
Yeah, because he's pretty basic.
He's very basic. But... And, like, he's very simple in the way he dresses. And maybe
super
some
simple.
Vans. Maybe I have to borrow yours because I don't think I have any anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Vans.
The long socks. And, like, maybe, like, shorts or something so I can show off the socks.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think that'd be pretty funny. I liked Steve's costume last year. He dressed as his little self.
Yes.
That was hilarious.
And he was mad that he didn't win.
I was mad he didn't win. I voted for him.
Yep.
I thought he was funny.
That
funny
was so cute, too.
So I think I have the element of dressing up as a coworker. And then I have a baby.
Yeah.
So I think with that.
See, now you have me rethinking my office costume.
What was your office costume?
Well, I was going to come as Missy Elliott in the music video, I Can't Stand the Rain, where she's like in a big old trash bag.
Oh, I remember that. That'd be awesome.
I've seen how to make it super DIY. Like you could
DIY.
Totally. Yeah. Like
I'm picturing
totally
like just a garbage bag with like a hot knife and just kind of cutting around it.
Yeah, basically. Like It's super easy. And like because her hair's all done, all crazy. And it's like it's like gold, but like I seen somebody put like basically like a bicycle helmet and just like spray painted it gold or whatever. Like It looked good. Like,
oh, that's smart.
It looked good because her hair is like all like rigid. And so, you know how the helmets kind of have like rigid lines in it. But anyway, it was super easy to make. And I was just like, I'm going to do that. Especially because I'm, you know, I work for HOT.
Right.
103.7, the throwback station. So, you know, it just makes sense. Like to do something for work.
Can you be able to like rap the song and like dance like she dances in it too? Because people are going to ask.
I mean,
you
we
do
could
that.
Do a lip sync.
I was gonna
oh,
say.
Oh yeah!
Like, who does she sing that song with?
It's just her.
Okay.
I can't stand the rain.
What's the other?
Oh, keep
song?
Keep going. Like, yeah, you got to practice.
I mean, I know
I was
the
gonna
song.
Say if you like Sarah, there's like somebody that she does a song with. Isn't she? I think she's teaming up with somebody recently. I think I read
she did
going to.
1-2 step, but back in the day with Sierra.
With Sierra, I mean, she has a lot of songs though.
Oh, I did a dance.
She did with Timbaland a lot of songs with Timbaland.
I was gonna say, I'm like, if you Sarah can dress up, you guys can go in and do like a whole skit, like a song. Like,
did she ever do a duet with Britney Spears? Because I had a great Britney Spears outfit.
You know what? Let me. What did she? Who did she?
Oh my god! Then it would be the runway show, and then we'd be like, skirt, we're taking over, and then
you
and
know
then
what?
Like, do this whole little duet together.
Ooh, I have a better idea. I think that each station we should battle this year. Each station have a theme between all five of our stations.
Each show?
No, our
station
or.
Oh, yeah.
Because we only have three people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, like, each station should do, like, a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, for our station, we need a lot of, like, something with a lot.
But you guys, I could come up with millions of ideas
for
you. Yeah,
but to like, get us all organized is
even if it's
dumb.
A theme, like even if it's, like, the 80s or something, like, something
I
like
remember
that.
We were thinking about doing the Spice Girls last year.
Ooh, I want to be a part
oh
of that.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't
I totally
dope?
Oh, my God. Who would be who?
I would be Baby, even though I loved Posh. But I'd
you
be
would
baby.
Be Baby, definitely.
You would be Posh.
I feel like I'd have to wear. It's too skimpy. Let's make Danny Posh.
Okay, Danny could rock Posh. He'd be
yeah, Danny,
he'd be down.
For sure
I could. Posh. He could borrow my black tight dress.
Joey could be Ginger.
Oh,
God. That'd be so bad.
I just
love
pictured
it.
I had a late response laugh, but I pictured it. It made me
no,
laugh.
I'm picturing him
bad.
In like the sparkly Union Jack dress.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think that would be. He would never do
that.
It. He would never do it.
Yeah,
that's
Spice
hilarious.
Girls is a good one, though.
I've always wanted to be a Spice Girl in real life. Anyway,
I was always sporty.
I was always sporty, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw them in concert.
Lucky.
It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, their tour bus, when it drove by me, woo!
How old are you?
Died.
Like 8.
Oh,
that's awesome.
I know. It was
that's,
prime time.
We'll have to think. If you guys have any suggestions
Yeah, I haven't
for
even
us.
Thought about it.
Don't, but
we have.
For stat, yeah, we definitely have. But like, don't you think that's kind of cool if each station
yeah.
did like a theme?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just feel like...
And then all the
to
sales
organize
people
everybody.
Would judge.
Yeah, and the salespeople would have to, like, each, yeah, like, they're a team, we're a team.
Can I, okay.
The intern, the part-timers, they have to do something.
Street teamers.
I'm gonna ask a really weird question, and it makes me, like, I hope it doesn't make me sound, like, elitist, or, oh, look how cool
never,
I am.
Never, never. Probably will.
But I always thought it was funny, so we don't get, we're not really called DJs anymore. We're called jocks. That's, like, the term, at least at the station. We're just the jocks. Which always makes me think, like, how much, like, I don't, because we work so early in the morning. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of salespeople I don't know, and I've never had any conversation. So it's like, we'll see each other, and it's like, I don't know who you are, and like, awkward smile in the hall. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Cool, bro. You've whatever's. So I always feel like when we do stuff, like we get together, it's like, awkward. I don't know any of you.
Yeah.
So then I really feel like we are, quote unquote, the jocks of high school or something.
Oh, and, like the popular kids.
And I wonder, like, if they think, like, as a whole, on average, do they look at us and say, oh, it's the jocks, they're all a-holes, or they think they're so cool, or do they think we're cool? Like, I always wonder, I'm like, are we cool to you, or are we whatever, or are we a-holes in your mind?
I feel like it's a little of both, honestly.
Because I feel like they probably don't really think we want to have a conversation with them, even though that's, I feel like it's just an equal, like, right, this is awkward. Like, because I mean, the street teamers, like, they sometimes come in the kitchen and stuff, and I'm, hey, what's up? How's your day going? La, la, la. And they're just very, like, kind of caught off guard, but then, like, kind of happy, like, I'm talking to them.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I don't even know what you do here, but I'm not going to ask what you do here. Like, what's your name?
It's like, I've seen you here for the last 4 years. That's why.
But why not? Why don't you ask?
Because
I don't think that's awkward.
I feel like they've been working here for so long. I'd feel bad.
But that's fine, because you never see them. Everybody's schedules are different here in radio. You know, like, that's why when I do see somebody and I'm like, oh, or they're like, oh, good morning. I'm like, hi, good morning. Sorry.
Because I know
I'm Bree. I don't know you. I've worked here for a year, but.
Because you guys have it,
and they'll be like, we've been here for 6 years. I'm like, oh, cool, nice to meet you.
Yeah, they're like, we sell all your crap. Oh, we got you that endorsement. Yeah, thanks.
I don't think that's awkward. You just get to know somebody.
Because you have another person on your, I know Tanch, and then you have another, it's a gal, right? At night, or is that
Sugar Ray?
Yeah, Sugar Ray. She's not in house though.
Okay, cool. Because I thought I saw her once, and I'm like, I don't know if this is her or not.
You know who we do have, though? She does come in on Tiffany Warner.
Okay.
She's our weekender, and I know she comes in, I think, on maybe Fridays, but I know for sure Saturdays, but maybe sometimes Fridays.
Because I think I've seen her, and I was very like, crap, I don't know who this is.
Yeah.
And she's walking around like she knows everything, so I'm like, okay. I've never met her.
So you probably, it's probably her you've seen. Yeah. But here's something for you. I've never met her in person either.
Okay, cool.
And I've been here for a year.
That's her.
We've only texted and emailed and talked on the phone.
Seeing our little picture on the
But that's radio email. For you. We all have different crazy schedules, you know what I mean? Especially with part-timers and people that, you know, they don't work all the time. They're in and out when they can be. So.
Well, and then the street team is, I feel like, work for all the stations.
Yes.
So I never, like, I guess that's just kind of what it is now. There's not just like specific rock street teamers or the Wolf or Hot or whatever.
Right.
They all kind of do everything.
Yeah, it's confusing as all hell. And then I'm learning stuff. I'm not going to give away names or anything, but
no, somebody recently. It.
No, I can't. Yeah. I can't, because I just learned some stuff. Like, I met one of the street teamers and I'm like, oh my God, I really want to have nerdy conversations with this person because they said something. I'm like, oh, bitch, you just opened a big old box. We're going to get down and nerdy, but we were busy because it was painting the grass. And then somebody hits me up and they made a comment. It's like, oh, something, something, this person, they're very kinky. I'm like, what? And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, oh, no, they're a freak. It's because she had asked.
Male or female?
The person that I'm referring to is male. The person who was talking to me about this is female. So
I want to know now.
I'll show you after the fact we're done recording. So the female, she hits me up and she's just like, oh, I really want to go to a sex party. We should go. You should take me. And then the thing is, I've been to sex parties. I haven't been in many, many years.
Yeah.
Just because it's...
Would you want to again?
I mean, I would, but I just...
Dude, when? New birthday party idea for you.
That's not 30. Mom, Dad, we're actually having it at Club Sapphire.
you wouldn't know the name.
I would. It's a swingers club. And she's like... I'm like, dude, I know I've talked about it on air, but I haven't been in many years. So I could ask around and figure out where they're holding these parties. And so she's like, oh, maybe I should ask this person. They would know. I'm like, wait, who? Because they share a name of somebody else. I'm like, wait, do you mean this one? Like, no. They'd be too shy. It's this other person. They're really kinky. And I'm like, huh.
So now Vicky's like trying to get down and nerdy and down and
dirty.
He's cute. And his meme game is strong on Facebook.
Dude, memes. He likes sex and he's a nerd. What more?
Oh, my God. I think I know who it is.
OK, we'll discuss later.
Yeah. I won't say nothing. I'm trying to narrow. I'm over here trying to be like detective.
Dude, I'm going to be in the kitchen now and like I won't be like, what do you do this place? I'll be like, so are you the one that likes kinky sex?
Yeah. That's the new question.
He did post a meme. Like, he posts so many memes, but he posted a meme about, like, sex. Because he usually does nerdy memes. And he does post, like, about being single, but not in a, like, depressing way.
about like in a he can like do anything a, with a, anyone he wants
like,
kind of way.
More like in a funny way. But like I said, he posts so many memes, I can't find it.
We believe you, though.
I'm curious now on how old he is, though. Because usually some of the street teamers seem young.
He's been around for a while, and he's got a baby face.
Okay, maybe it's not who I think it is.
I think he's a baby face.
Now I want to know who you think it is.
But
you're attracted to him.
I mean, he's cute. But I mean,
oh, my God, let's get it. Pop it and bite him to the 30th.
Yes. But if he's 21 years old, I do not want it.
He's legal to drink. That's fine.
Do not want.
Vicky, here's the deal. When you're in radio, you're already messed up as it is. You know what I'm saying? All of us. So he's fine. No, I'm not saying you in general. I'm saying all of us, you know.
I am saying you in general.
Thanks.
We're all messed up.
I'm saying is don't let age be a factor in your new sex life.
I've tried.
Sometimes
like
the younger dudes, man,
they have all the energy,
they got that stamina, they know all the fun new tricks and moves and things, and you're
and
like,
they're testing things out, so it's a little fun.
Yeah, and they're not, open to everything.
Not
to
that I know,
everything.
Not that I know or anything.
No, are you seeing a younger man?
No, I'm not seeing a younger man.
Are you seeing an older man?
Yeah, he's like 2 years older than me.
Oh, 30-year-old.
I think he deleted.
Wow, that's so nice, Sarah. I actually am 29, but thank you.
Oh, 31-year-old. Yikes.
Too old. Too old. When's your birthday?
May 10th.
Okay, so I beat you by a couple months.
Wait, when's your...
On Wednesday.
Yeah, so it's coming up.
So in a week, yes. My birthday. So I'll be 30 in a week.
So when is your birthday party? This new sex fest. What are we doing?
The 30th.
Sex fest. And we're going to invite
him
for you.
Sex fest 2019.
No, I've only had that.
Can we theme it? Can we call it Sex Fest 2019?
Yes.
No, I called it. What did I call
there's
it?
There's a.
I called it. I guess I'm throwing myself a 30th birthday party. That's the name of the event.
And then : Sex Fest 2019.
Yeah, I think
my mother is invited to this.
That has a better ring to it, though.
It's fun, though. It's just my funny. Mom.
There's a dress code. And everyone has to bring their own toy. Woohoo!
Oh, man. Gotta go.
You can bring a vegetable, whatever you're into.
Yeah, it's cucumbers.
I can't find
it. Right?
I can't find the sexy meme you wrote. I think you might have deleted it because all I see is the nerdy memes. But
all right.
I don't know. Anywho.
We should make this love connection.
Anyways,
happen.
The point is that you should go for it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter your age these days.
Yeah, I'd never see him though. So, and like, I think it'd be weird out of nowhere. Like, hey, I briefly talked to you 4 weeks ago.
Honestly, I think. That would make his entire year.
I don't think it'd be weird at all.
No, be like, hey, remember me? We were having that really great conversation about nerdy things, and now I want to talk about sexy things. Winky face emoji, eggplant, taco.
Be like, hey, do you want to come? Okay, let's invite him to your party first. That's a good in.
It is. There's a lot of people, super chill, super cash. It's not awkward like a first date where it's one-on-one and you're
And you're center of attention, so he's not even going to
be. My thing is, though, my birthday party, I'm legit not invited a whole lot of people because it's at my house and my house is small. So I feel like it'd be weird if he was the only odd man out. I think if I would have invited more people like from the station.
Yeah,
if like,
it'd
in
be
general,
a little bit
I think it'd be a little less awkward because I hate. Don't you hate when you're invited to a party? Like I was, back in the day, there was a coworker and he's like, hey, come to my house party. I knew him. And one roommate, and there was like 30 people. And so it's like that awkward moment where you're like, I kind of know you.
See, I'm so opposite with you here. I've been like, yep, take me. Let's go. We'll meet everybody.
Let's go.
Shots of tequila for you.
I'll bring a bottle. I'll be the bartender and the DJ all in one. What's going down?
What's up?
So here's a tip. If you guys ever need a plus one to an awkward party, I will roll with you and we'll be the number one people.
See, Bree will be at your party, so it won't be awkward.
Yeah. I'll talk to him. I mean, I don't want to do anything with him. I'll leave that to you, but I'll prep him for you.
Well,
you know?
What if you like him?
No, I don't. Trust me. I got somebody on my
radar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you bringing him to my party?
I can if he's not working.
Is this like exclusive?
Yeah, Sarah, don't act like that.
Is it exclusive?
Sarah's over here trying to bust me out over here again.
I'm just wondering. I mean, if not,
it's sort of exclusive, but it's not. See, I'm not one to like.
It's cuffing season.
The thing is like, I'm not one to kiss and tell. I've never been that person.
Well, you are hanging out with the wrong girl.
No, but no, I don't mean it like that. Like,
no,
I'll
I'm
definitely
kidding.
Talk, but like. Like, I'm not like...
You don't want to give away his secret
no,
identity.
No, not even that. Like, I don't ever... I'm not the one that's like, oh my God, me and my boyfriend every 5 minutes, you know?
That's but different. You're not even like me and my boyfriend, like, ever. So, I mean...
Here's the thing. Now we're on a new subject.
Okay.
God damn it.
Throwing all the other subjects out.
I'm so sorry.
There's a bus and we're running you over now.
No, I love it. Bring it on.
I've been talking to this guy since the end of May. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's not that
almost
long.
Almost 3 months.
Yeah. That's which is long, but not that long.
Yeah.
But it's been consistent. We get along. We have a great time together, sober and drunk. So it's really cool.
You know. Good.
And we've had the kind of conversation like, well, what are we doing? And he's kind of just like, well, yeah, you're the only girl that I'm seeing. And I'm like, cool. But it's not official. Like, there's no like, you're my boyfriend, I'm your girlfriend. And I'm okay with that. In a sense.
So
in
a sense. That way if somebody comes along, you're like, I want to do stuff to you.
No, not even that. Like, which is weird because it's like, I don't want, like, I really like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's like, it's weird because it's like, we aren't official, but we are. And we kind of talked about it here and there. And he's just like, I went home 2 weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, so you're going to tell your family about me? And I was just like, no, not really. And he's like, well, you can. And I was like, well, what does that mean? Like, are we together or what? He's like, well, we're basically together. And I was like, okay.
What?
But then at the same time, it's like,
ask me properly, bitch.
Yeah. It's like, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
You know, when we're together, we're together.
Yeah.
But then when last time I seen him was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we've talked. And then I'll see him. We're going to hang out later tonight. And but like it's and he's doing his thing, like he has to work, and then I do my stuff. Like there's no I've never been in a relationship
like
this
super
ever,
like
ever.
Romantic relationship-y when you're together, but when you're not together, it's like, okay, I'm kinda doing stuff in my own, like my own life.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's interesting.
But it's not like we don't forget it. Like he texts me in the morning or I text him or something comes up and it reminds, you know, and like mm-hmm. we'll go back and forth all day and that's that. And then he'll call me that because I like to go home and nap. And he'll call me and he'll be like, hey, are you up from your nap? I'm like, yeah, well, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, nothing. I'm tired. I'm going to like stay home. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, well, I'm home tonight or blah, blah, blah.
There's not that,
neediness. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like, I miss you. I miss you too.
Yeah, there's none of that.
See, that's like.
Is there any, do you feel any of that? You just don't necessarily express it to him?
Yeah,
it's not overwhelming.
I think that we feel that on both ends.
Mm-hmm. You both?
Because like yesterday, for instance, I didn't talk to him all day. I was asleep. There was like, I woke up around like 6 p.m. and I went to the gym. And as I was driving to the gym, I get a phone call from him. He's like, hey, I was just seeing what you were doing. Like, so I think there is a sort of. Neediness on, but we don't express it. Not neediness, but you know
like
what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean because I'm like, I can't think of another word that would.
But like
that desire,
there
that
is
urge,
a, there
like
is
to,
a like, oh, I do miss you. Yeah. What are you doing? I haven't talked to you in like a day.
So like, so there's not like, okay, so it was 6 p.m. You're going to the gym. You haven't heard from him at all
day.
You're not. There's no like. What the hell? Like,
no, there's
I don't know
a
what
wondering.
He's doing. Like, what?
Yeah.
Why hasn't he texted me? Like,
yeah,
there
wasn't no pressure though. Like, but there was a like, oh, I wonder what Noah's doing today. He's probably busy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he hasn't hit me up, and like, well, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep, and then I wake up and I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. He's probably busy, so I'm driving and I don't reach out, and then he calls me. He's like, oh, hey, what's up?
Huh,
I was like, I was wondering what you were doing, and I was like, oh, I was asleep all day. He goes, I figured you were asleep. That's why I didn't want to call you earlier.
So if you guys were official, like if he was officially your boyfriend, Facebook official, the big meal deal, would that be different?
I think so.
You think you would be talking more, texting more? Good morning, sweetheart. How's your day going? Smiley face, heart face,
you know
whatever.
What? I don't want to think it would be, but maybe.
See, because like I feel like I wouldn't date a guy if I didn't have that right off the bat. Because there's some guys like I've met on dating sites and I'm like, yeah, I'll text you, but whatever. I don't really care. But when I've actually, like my actual boyfriends I've had where I'm like, I want to talk to you all the time. I want to be around you. I want to get to know you. I feel like there's that instant, for very lack of a better word, like that first love part, like the first connection of love, like lovey feelings.
Yeah.
Because I've never been in a situation where it's like, we're friends. And then it just progressively gets more and more lovey. It just is always, it kind of started off that way.
Well, what's weird is like, we weren't friends. Like we met randomly at a bar, and then we kind of connected over music. We were talking about music, and then he was just like, hey, what's your info? Like, what do you have an Instagram? And
did
I was
you
like,
guys
yeah.
immediately hook up first?
No, not for two dates in.
Okay. So you guys kind of had, well, you guys liked each other.
Well, I just wanted to get a feel for
for him.
Immediately liked him because we started talking about me and music, like immediate attraction. So I was just like, oh, okay, like, oh, this guy knows his music. And then I was like, right up my alley. And then, yeah, I don't know. We just had this, like, there was an attraction there, immediate attraction. 100%.
That's impressive.
But,
because like, I'm not that chill. Like, if I like someone
Sarah,
and I really like someone and I, I would be like, I don't know how people do it. And I'm I feel like this is why, in a way, guys can get away with doing this to girls because they let the girls let them do this. If you want him to be your effing boyfriend, you've been seeing him now for 3 months. That is a long enough time to be like, okay, dude, what are we doing? Like, I really like you. I feel like you really like me. Are we exclusive? Are we not exclusive?
Yeah.
Like, in a way, like, I tell my boyfriend constantly still, I need more attention.
Yeah.
I have those, like, I want those texts. I want those, like, hey, I know you're sleeping, but I just wanted to let you know I'm thinking about you. Hit me up when you wake up. Like, that kind of stuff.
That goes back along the lines we had the conversation of what your love language is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had that last week. It's like, I mean, and even still, like, if you're, this is new, too, so I feel like.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. That was me. I used to be that girl.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was in a very serious relationship. I was very needy. I was a jealous person. Like, I was the definition of the average female.
I'm working on the jealousy, okay?
No. I mean, it's a thing. It happens, right? But here's the thing is it's freaking weird because I meet this guy who's totally opposite of every other guy I've ever dated in my life, okay? And it's just like, it's going well. And it's different because I am in Seattle for work. Like, I didn't come here to meet a guy, technically. You know what I mean? I came here to do my job.
Yeah.
And it's like, in this doing job, I met this guy. So I'm like, hey, just FYI, I told him, like, up front, like, my job is first. Like, first and foremost. So that's my life. Like, I don't have any kids. I'm single. It's me, my job, and then you. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how it's going to be. So he's like, cool, because same for me. I'm like, good. Awesome. So we're like on the same page with that. So it's like when he's working, you know, I'm asleep and it's like vice versa. So it does. And then we meet in the middle. So it kind of works. And I kind of like it like this. And this is the first time I've ever liked it like this. And it's funny because we've had this run in already where we were out at Cap Hill Block Party and some random girl was like hella flirting with him. And I was just like, oh, no. You know,
what's he gonna do?
Yeah, he was super nice about it, though. Like, he's such a gentleman. And then anyway, you know, but like, that was the first moment I've like, was like, oh, man, I kind of like him. Like, I got jealous.
Right.
And I was like, I don't want to be this jealous girl, though.
So did he come to you and say, don't worry about it?
Yeah, like, he was like, oh, that girl's super drunk. Like, oh, she's being super flirtatious. Like, oh, this. And I was like, I know, I see. I was like, it's fine.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being jealous. I think it's when you let those jealous behaviors take over and you start being toxic.
Yeah.
Like when you start being
controlling. That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be that person.
No, there's nothing wrong with being jealous.
We've been there. We've done that.
Yeah. Like, just don't be controlling or an a-hole, basically.
And then this last weekend, I went with him to a party out in Georgetown. And it was his friend's party or whatever. And I'm chilling there. And he's doing stuff or whatever. And I'm talking to this other guy just came up to me. And we started talking, who was this hilarious guy. And we were talking or whatever. So me and this other guy were laughing, but we're laughing about like his girlfriend who's at the other end of the room, whatever. He's just telling me all this stuff. And so Noah sees us from the ends of the room. And he's just all like, who's that? You're over here making me jealous. And like, who you over here laughing with? And I'm like, oh. Am I? And I was like, got all excited. I was like, oh, I'm making you jealous. Okay.
All right.
So if some guy was flirting with you at the bar and you actually were hitting it off with him and he asked for your number, what would you do?
I don't know.
See, that's where it's so like, for me, it would be so like, this comes back to Vicky that we talk about all the time. I'm very black and white. I have hard seeing the gray.
Yeah.
So like for me, I would be like, oh yeah, here's my number. Totally. Like, I don't have a boyfriend. Like, I'm just really intensely seeing someone, but I don't have a boyfriend. So then for me, it's like the right. I can still give my number away.
I would probably give my number away because honestly, like I'm telling you, like we are intensely seeing each other.
All right. Let's say today he's like, because I had this is how my last boyfriend asked me to be his girlfriend.
I'm shocked. Would you wait really quick? Would you be okay if he gave his number away though?
Hell no.
So my last boyfriend asked me to be his girlfriend by like he passed me a note. We were at trivia and it said, will you be my girlfriend? Like Facebook official? Yes, no, maybe. And so that's why I always joke. It's like if he said, hey, will you be my girlfriend? Like Facebook official, like today.
Yeah. Like post on the IG a picture of you.
Yeah.
Too.
And like, it's
would
funny.
You say yes? Well,
yeah, I would. But the thing is like he it's because every time like I'm with him or whatever and I post something or he's in it, like the video or whatever, he's always like, I'm like, oh, can I tag you? He's like, yeah, sure, tag me, I don't care. And I'm just like, okay, like, all right.
Now but I need to go stalk you.
It's just weird because it's like, I don't know, you know, I don't, I do want to, I feel like we've had this conversation, but I don't want to bring it up again. I don't want to oversaturate it.
I would just be like, yo, I just need clarification for a second because like,
but I've had that conversation
or
with
ask,
him.
Tell, blame it on us. I literally, on podcast, I was like, do you have a boyfriend or not? Are you single? And you were like, choking. Do I say yes? Do I say no?
Huh. I mean, I could bring it up tonight.
Let us know, like, next time.
Next week on next podcast.
Just kidding. We're actually out of time. So we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.